ABC News. I'm Daria Aldinger. At least 40 are dead, over 100 injured after a mass shooting and explosion at a concert and entertainment complex in Moscow. The U.S. warned Russia it could happen.
Our State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Islamic State group, is claiming responsibility. The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, says she's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer that was detected after she had abdominal surgery earlier this year. Nearly 60 million Americans across the Northeast are under flood watches. It's from a major storm that's already brought heavy rain and snow to the Midwest and the Great Lakes. Stocks closed mixed today, but Wall Street had its best week so far this year, despite the losses. This is ABC News. There are some major recalls involving popular models of Hyundais and Kias. ABC's Derek Dennis has a story.
Automakers Hyundai and Kia recalling a combined 147,000 vehicles over damaged charging units. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says nearly 99,000 Hyundai Ioniq and Genesis models are affected, while 48,000 Kia EV6 models are under the recall, all made between October 2021 and March 2024. The problem is the integrated charging control unit, or ICCU, that may become damaged and stop charging the car's 12-volt battery, causing the cars to lose power while driving, increasing the risk of a crash. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
So my NCAA men's basketball tournament bracket is busted, and I'm going to bet that yours is too. Some of the surprises in the big dance so far. Yeah, I'm looking at you, Oakland, and that upset of number 3 Kentucky last night leaves just about 1,800 perfect brackets left out of the more than 22 million that were submitted to ESPN. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Find what you love, love what you find. A Total Wine and More, there's so much waiting for you. Spirits and beer, thousands of wines. Walk right through the door, it's all here to explore. With guides in the know and prices so low, it just might blow your mind. You're gonna find what you love and love what you find.
Drink responsibly, B21.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
These two referendum that you will see on your April 2nd ballot. What is it that Republicans are after here? You cut funding for local elections. You restrict the hours. You restrict early voting. You intimidate and scare election workers so droves of them are quitting. I wonder where all of this is heading.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. It's time to ride into
They're unlike a team that we're used to. They're not like some big tank team where they're just going to run inside and
kind of expect a lot of production on the post. They move the ball well. They got an old team. I know. I feel like they're good three-point shooting.
Thank you.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Don't you love an extra $100 in your pocket? Have a TurboTax expert file your taxes for you by March 31st to get $100 back instantly. Because no matter what moves you made last year, TurboTax makes them count. That means getting $100 back and 100% accurate taxes only from Intuit TurboTax. Must file by 3/31. Credit only applicable to federal filing fees with TurboTax full service. Offer can be modified or terminated at any time.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Avery's home for Matt Mayer on Air.
Thank you. We got our first text of the night. The question tonight that I'm asking, given all the 80s hair band birthdays today and stuff in the news, Bon Jovi, Richie Sambora, Dee Snider, and Brett Michaels, what is your favorite 80s or 90s hair band song from him? I think I did know at one point, but he just seems like a good guy. And that's my question tonight. We're just getting to it now. Do you believe this? What celebrity would you want to come to your prom? What celebrity do you want to come to your prom? Or would you be most excited to see? 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I have to think about that one. Sydney Sweeney dressed as a nun. That would be cool. Conor McGregor. He wore nothing in Roadhouse for like 5 minutes. Did you notice that, Conrad?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it? That's your only reaction? Yeah, I did. I did notice his bottom. Okay, so Dr. Kristen will be here next. You will not want to miss this. She's always so much fun. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. At least 40 are dead, over 100 injured after a mass shooting and explosion at a concert and entertainment complex in Moscow. The U.S. warned Russia it could happen.
Our State Department, our embassy there, put out a notice to all Americans in Moscow to avoid any large gathering, concerts, obviously shopping malls, anything like that. Just for their own safety, they should stay put where they are.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby, the Islamic State group, is claiming responsibility. The Princess of Wales, Kate Middleton, says she's undergoing chemotherapy for cancer that was detected after she had abdominal surgery earlier this year. Nearly 60 million Americans across the Northeast are under flu.